The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I think the movie is something that people should see. There was a backlash which I haven't fully explored, and I will, and I didn't want it to start affecting the festival in ways that I couldn't see. But definitely there's something to that movie, and there's another movie called Trace Amounts. And there's a lot of information about things that are happening with the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of things that are not said.
Robert De Niro is back, although according to the Robert Scott Bell Show and the people who are involved in it, that'd be Super D and me. we never doubted Robert De Niro from the beginning, did we, Super Don?
No, look, it was just a situation where you just had to listen. And this is, look, we both pointed this out. If you looked at what he said, you looked at his statements, we had a hunch that this was a situation where he was not in favor of pulling it, but he did for reasons that we really didn't know for sure until today.
Yeah, we're getting to that this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Last hour at the basement of the Capitol, this hour out in the sunshine in Washington, D.C. If you hear honking horns, you'll know people are in a hurry to get wherever the heck they're going, and I'm just enjoying this glorious day in D.C. We'll get to more of that. But, yeah, stunning day here after yesterday's Today Show episode with Robert De Niro. And I was so frustrated yesterday because I had really horrible internet for a while. So it was like, as I'm trying to listen to De Niro's statements, it's like,
buffer. Yeah.
Like the old days of the internet. So thank you, Super D, for getting me all the audio today for this. But it is stunning what he opened with. He not only singled down, doubled down, he tripled down. He brought in Trace Amounts, the other movie about mercury, thimerosal, and the link to autism. Again, another stunning revelation on top of revelation. Now, Eric Gladden was there. I think they met with Jim Carrey. I don't know. Did you see the picture with a number of people that are coming together with De Niro to try to educate him?
Yeah. It was Jim Carrey, Eric Gladden. I think RFK Jr. was in that picture as well. Yeah.
Exactly. And as they on the Today Show, of course, they've covered this before, but they typically have an agenda to acknowledge the movie now, but also say, well, remember, there's that guy who was discredited, etc. But De Niro's different. He's a parent on top of everything else. You know, if you talk about all of his acting career, and we speculated on, you know, what might be going on behind the scenes. The thing is, if you get to a parent who has a child who is autistic, there are going to be some things that will come out of that parent that is not part of the script. And Robert De Niro has definitely gone off script, but he's gone to the heart of the matter. And John Rappaport has another great article. We've linked it up here in the show notes. It's actually published at robertscottbell.com. You definitely want to read it. But what about a parent's perspective here? Let's give a listen to this next clip of De Niro responding on the Today Show.
I, as a parent of a child who has autism, am concerned, and I want to know the truth, and I'm not anti-vaccine. I want safe vaccines. When you get it, some people can't get a certain type of shot, and they can die from it, you know, even penicillin. So why should that not be with vaccine, which it isn't?
You know, he brings up a great point there of the penicillin issue. Isn't it true that some kids, much less adults, if they take penicillin, they can have an anaphylactic reaction and die? And it's far too reasonable for Robert De Niro. Why? He's just an actor. He shouldn't be able to do that, to kind of extrapolate and think with, critical brain cells. Right? He says, you know what? It's pretty normal for a drug to not be appropriate for everybody. Why isn't that the same consideration for a vaccine? I was impressed by his analysis there.
It is kind of shocking, isn't it? Because you never hear this kind of stuff. And, I mean, he just came right out and said it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't hold back on it at all. Then Willie Geist, the second-generation newscaster. I always wonder why the heck he's even there. But he comes in to ask some more questions of De Niro. Let's give a listen to that right now.
So you said you went public for the first time saying that your 18-year-old son does have autism. Yes. That had been a very private thing for you. And
yes.
Part of the reason you wanted this film shown was to start that conversation.
Absolutely.
Do you believe you'll now have a role in that conversation going forward?
Possibly, yes. Because the thing is that to shut it down, there's no reason to. If you're a scientist, let's see. Let's hear. Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down. And you guys are the ones that should be the investigating. Do the investigating.
Oh, he busted Willie back. And the old mainstream media says, you guys, right? You guys are the ones that should be pushing this issue, should be investigating this issue. And I just, like I said, my respect for De Niro goes up with every statement in this series of today's show, of this interview.
Yeah, it's just truly amazing. And if you get to see it, it's an entirety. You just kind of sit there. Because, you know, listen, the body language of this is very powerful as well. When you can see De Niro talking,
yeah.
That, you know, he's legitimately, you know, very passionate about this, which is something we suspected.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's very interesting to see him commanding the interview there throughout the whole thing.
Parents, you have a new ally. Not that he ever was, but, you know, he's been thrust into the spotlight. I don't think he wanted it. I think what happened at Tribeca was unexpected. We're going to find out a little bit more about how this happened. But first and foremost, the thing that he went most off script with, which was stunning, was his defense here of Dr. Andrew Wakefield. You've got to listen to this. This is an amazing, amazing clip.
I think the film was controversial because people felt that the filmmaker had been discredited.
Even he, I'm not so sure about. At the end of the day, even him.
Even him, Andrew Wakefield, he's not so sure about in terms of their discrediting of him. That, like, to me, is beyond the pale from the mainstream media's perspective. Now De Niro has really stepped in it, right?
Yeah. Well, and listen, as you pointed out, there's more to the story than what the media is going to tell you. They have programmed or have attempted to try and program everybody, but they just come out with the discredited and defrocked, you know, former doctor, and that's all they say.
Yeah.
But they don't back that up with any facts when, as you've explained, and many people have explained, it's not that cut and dry. He wasn't discredited. In fact, he was vindicated, but you will never hear that in the media.
Right, and of course, going back to the original 1998 study, never claimed that the MMR was a direct cause of autism. It was an observational thing. He reported, he said, we need to look into this further. But that was enough that had to have him condemned because they couldn't really destroy, at least initially, the investigation. And that was a whole sham up as well. But what was the reason? You know, we speculated that it was sponsors, pharmaceutical interests that said, you know, you better pull this thing. But they're now claiming that it wasn't. At least the lady that was, what's his partner's name there at the Tribeca Film Festival?
Jane Rosenthal.
Yeah, she was claiming, oh, it's something else. This was a shocker to me.
Jane,
well, the one thing, it wasn't, there weren't sponsors or donors that were threatening to pull out of the film festival. It was our filmmakers, and we're known for having amazing documentary films. You can take a look at our lineup, whether it's what we're starting with tonight or some other documentaries that are, you know, equally controversial that we have at the festival. So it was our filmmakers that were pulling out. There's another amazing film about...
I find that amazing, and we're going to talk about that.
See, at the end of that, I think De Niro was blindsided. I don't think he had any clue that filmmakers were pulling out. He seemed genuinely shocked by that. Did you get a sense that she just pulled that out of her, you know what, as another talking point?
You know, I'm not quite sure because, I mean, it could very well be that filmmakers were pulling out, but I find it rather interesting that filmmakers that are putting out documentaries, as we pointed out, I mean, we're talking, you know, some of these documentaries are so far out there, weird, bizarre, that somebody who's doing that would say, oh, well, I'm not going to put my documentary about men who dress up like My Little Pony because you're allowing Vax to be
No, I don't buy it, Super Don. I think, you know, De Niro is being sincere and honest. I don't think Jane is. That's my sense of that woman. She's got other agendas, and they're not the same as De Niro, even though they're partners in the film festival. And then, you know, then they say something about, oh, well, there's another film on autism. Give a listen to this. And De Niro doesn't let that one slide either.
But there was another. There's another amazing film that was done by Roger Ross Williams that won the Audience Award at Sundance called Life Animated about autism, and it's a really beautiful film about the Susskind family. And
it's a beautiful film, but it's another thing. It's the result of. It's not about. It's not questioning how people, some people, got autism, how the vaccines are dangerous, if not given, dangerous to certain people who are more susceptible.
You see that? She pulls in another film about autism to say, see, we didn't really censor everything. But as De Niro comes rightly say, and said, no, that's not the same thing. That's just about the results. What about the film that's questioning it? What about the thing that's pointing to this? Again, I'm just amazed. Absolutely amazed. He's not cowering in fear on at this point. He's like he stated his piece, and now of course the skepducks are going to freak out. You told me before the show that one of the famous, infamous skepducks called it raging bull snot. You know, obviously a little different than what I've just said. As a headline to say, oh, the anti-vaccine freak flag that comes out anytime someone questions safety.
Yeah, it's very predictable. And I don't make a habit of even looking at that stuff most of the time because I know what they're going to say. But in light of this stunning interview from yesterday, I was just curious. And yes, of course, they're, you know, running into walls and bumping into each other and don't know how to, you know, function right now because Robert De Niro, somebody who's, I mean, listen, the guy is an AAA plus lister. You know, he's quite the celebrity. He's, you know, one of the elite actors. And for somebody like him to come out and say these things and show that his convictions in this area is something that's very hard for them to swallow.
I'm telling you, they're going to have to drop. I don't know what their equivalent of a nuclear bomb is on this because it's growing so big and bad because of the movie Vaxxed and the way they handled it initially. As I said, it's backfiring on them. Now the worst case scenario for them is that De Niro, a much beloved character actor who's over, 70 years old, what does he have to lose, honestly, right? This is now, I think, this is crisis mode for these folks, and it couldn't have happened soon enough, honestly. So we're going to take a break here live from Washington, D.C. I'm outdoors if you hear any honking horns today, but it's a glorious day. Not a chemtrail in the sky 2 days in a row. I better get out of here in a hurry. All right, check it all out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super D and RSB continue with this subject matter after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
God bless all you parents that have been suffering for years. I don't say in silence, but certainly silence from the media or the media trying to silence you. This is the time. It has come. Speak out. Speak loudly. Speak clearly on this issue. Speak from the heart, as Robert De Niro is, and we're covering it. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Washington, D.C. I got some more stories from the District of Columbia. Some cool stuff happened on this trip a little later in the program, but I do want to continue with some of the audio that we got from the Today Show interview with Robert De Niro. I wonder if they're going to say to him, you know, you'll never work in this town again. I mean, how would they say that to a De Niro, right, at this point? Because they
I don't think they can, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're scrambling, right?
Yeah. And so, again, he's coming at it from a parental perspective. And, you know, they talk about the issue of vaccine safety and the link to adverse events. And, you know, he says nobody really wants to address it. Give it a listen.
Nobody seems to want to address that, or they say they've addressed it, and it's a closed issue, but it doesn't seem to be, because there are many people who will come out and say, no, I saw my kid change like overnight. I saw what happened, and I should have done something, and I didn't. So there's more to this than meets the eye, believe me.
There's more to it than meets the eye, that's for sure. There's more to it than what's in the syringe. But, of course, what's in the syringe does matter, and De Niro is nailing it. And then, of course, Willie Geist comes back and goes, uh-oh, overnight? Uh-oh, this is one of those stories we can't deal with this, because that's one of the common stories from parents, that they were doing great, and suddenly they revert it. And so Willie pushes this, and I think it was a very risky move on his part if he was trying to suppress this information at this point.
Is that the experience you had, Robert? Something changed overnight?
My wife says that. I don't remember, but my child is autistic, and every kid is different. But there is something there. There's something there that people aren't addressing. And for me to get so upset here today on the Today Show with you guys means there's something there. That's all I wanted, was the movie to be seen. People can make their own judgment, but you must see it. And there are other films, other things that also just document and show. It's not such a simple thing.
Yeah, I think after meeting all of those folks, like Jim Carrey and RFK Jr. and Eric Gladden on Trace Amounts, he's now got all the ammo he needs to go, I'm not backing down on this. This has long been my suspicion. I've seen it now with my own eyes. There's too much to ignore. And when he said to Willie, if I'm upset like this on this show, the Today Show, you know there's something going on. So he's telling them, I'm pissed off. I'm not going away now. This is it. It's on. So, I mean, maybe, again, we've said things, I don't know, approaching this in terms of like the CDC whistleblower. Oh, maybe this changes some things. But it didn't, because they continue to suppress it. Now with the movie coming out, with Robert De Niro and others saying it, I just think that we are at the point of no return. How are they going to put this back? I'm trying to think, that nuclear option. What is the nuclear option here for them to say, oh, no, you can't go further. We're going to have what, a World War III false flag event? What is going to distract people from this reality now?
Well, I don't know that they've got a nuclear option that they can actually use in this situation, because somebody of Robert De Niro's stature is not something you can't character assassinate the guy, because it's going to backfire on you.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy is too well respected, too well loved. I don't know. I at this point, I'm kind of like you. I don't know what they're going to do. I know they're going to try and do something.
Sure.
But I don't know what play that they've got in their book for this one.
You know, they're having crisis mode. The behind the scenes, the public relations firms are trying to figure out what strategy do we have that will actually work. Because you're right, they're going to say attacking Robert De Niro is a losing proposition. So what is it at this point? Because for so long, they basically pawned off the parents and said, well, they're just parents. They're not doctors.
Well, I will tell you this. The one tactic I have seen so far is they are attacking Andrew Wakefield and Brian Hooker, saying that they have taken advantage of a father with an autistic son, played on his emotions, and duped him.
On Robert De Niro?
Yes. That is what I have seen so far.
Brian Hooker is the father of an autistic son. You want to talk about manipulation? I mean, that's insane.
I'm just telling you that is the conspiracy they're throwing out there, that they've somehow mesmerized him and played on his emotions.
Well, we got an ambulance passing by, maybe going to pick up the people who are trying to suppress information on this vaccine linked autism.
A skip duck in D.C. had a heart attack.
Just had a heart attack. You're right. All right. Well, we're up on another break here. Check out all the links at RobertScatBell.com, including the links to the Today Show interview with Robert De Niro. And we're going to continue. We've got some more audio I want to talk about before we get into some more lighthearted stuff about the good things that are happening here in Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, I'm having an amazing trip. I hope that you're enjoying the ride with me as well, from the Capitol building to the outside in the district of, I like to say, Cladumbia, because it's silly and it's a little less intense than saying the District of Criminals, which may be more accurate. Really. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Do you regret pulling it now in some sense?
Part of me does, and part of me says, let it go for now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll deal with it later in another way. But because I didn't want the festival to be affected in a way, because it was like a knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. Especially from the filmmakers, frankly, that I, you know.
the other filmmakers who were in the festival.
Whoever they were, I didn't even want to ask. Yeah. But now I will ask.
See, the thing is, if he would have known filmmakers were pulling out Superdon, you think he would have asked to this point? The fact that he's saying, now I will ask, means that he was blindsided by that bit of information from that lady. That's my opinion. I don't think he knew.
And actually, one little piece of audio that didn't make it into these audio clips, it was kind of the setup for the situation, was where he was saying that he was in the middle of shooting a movie.
Yeah.
At the time when all this was starting to go down. So it was a situation where he had to kind of make a snap decision based on the limited information that he had. Right. And so I think now that he's got the time to be able to sit down and really dig into this and find out what the hell it was that went on, now he's looking more closely at it. But at the time, he just had to make a decision and simply make a decision based on what would be good for the festival because he didn't have all the information.
Sure. No, and the thing is about that. We speculated. I think we're still right on that, and many did. Like Mike Adams, we all went out and said, this is a sponsor issue. It's the money. The big money, it rules it. You can't tell me that filmmakers, other filmmakers of documentary films, would actually pull out of this unless they were a pharmaceutical, filmmaker. Because there's no reason. Why would you do that? You want to be in the Tribeca Film Festival. Don't tell me you're going to go, yes, I'm in, but no, now I'm not, because there's a controversial film. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I think.
Yeah, I call BS on that as well. James, I agree with you.
And again, the reaction from De Niro shows me that I am right on this. And I think, again, De Niro was being played on that issue. They're trying to deflect from the real reason that people are learning. We're on to you. The money, the pharmaceutical advertising, everything that's going on. Now, what about pushback on the issue of consensus, right? That's what we're always told. Well, everybody says it, right? Everybody believes. All the scientists say it's global warming caused by CO2. Really? And everybody says vaccines are safe and effective. You should see Liam Sheff's latest little 10-minute video on Facebook talking about that. It's the electrified fence of what you can say, and everything within it is fine. Anything out of it, you get zapped. But give a listen to his response on the consensus issue.
Robert, it is nearly consensus in the scientific community that there's no link there. Do you believe that's not true?
I believe it's much more complicated than that. It's much more complicated than that. There is a link, and they're saying there isn't, but there's certain things. The obvious one is thimerosal, which is mercury-based preservative. But there are other things there that I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I know because I've seen so much reaction about just let's find out the truth.
Let's find out the truth. And the reaction he's talking about is not necessarily the kids' reactions into autism. He's talking about the media's response to people who are asking the questions. He sees through it now. He's like, my gosh, this is not right. Why would you react this way? If there's anything to hide, you'd want people to see it if you think it's bunk. And he brings up thimerosal, which means, again, he met with Eric Gladden, he met with RFK Jr. and such, and then it continues to go on. But Willie, again, was trying to push the mainstream media meme, the pharmaceutical party line. Consensus. Come on, everybody else believes it, Robert, don't you? What do you think of that?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I'm doing the same thing that you are when you're listening to these things and you're going, is this really Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It's very cool to see something like this going on.
Yeah, and only in a pharmaceutical reality can wanting a safer vaccine be considered anti-vaccine, right? And that's, what the skeptics will always say. The moment you bring up issues of safety, you're violently opposed to vaccination. So let's hear from Robert De Niro on that.
I'm not anti-vaccine, as I say, but I'm pro-safe vaccine. And there are some people who cannot take a vaccine, and they have to be found out and warned that they just don't give a kid a bunch of shots, and then something happens. Some parents, even in this documentary, they say, I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew I shouldn't have done it. I talked to the doctor. He's the doctor. I should listen. I did it the next day. Imagine how the parent feels.
Yeah, so it's touched his heart, not only his own heart because of his own son, but as he sees this and hears the responses from other parents out there, that they just felt something was wrong, that they shouldn't do it, but they listened to the doctor. Can you imagine how the parents feel? And this is where there's that inhumanity associated with the skeptics that we love so much, Super D, because they to have even a modicum of compassion would cause them to have to question their religious dogma or their cult-like devotion to these shots. And that's why I say in many aspects they're acting like subhuman to have no compassion for parents who watch their children revert after vaccines.
Yeah, you're right. And it's interesting when you read these articles, they try and put on this face of, oh, well, we understand, you know, that they might be upset or something like that. But ... there's always that part that comes after that, that reveals the fact that they have this superiority complex. And it's really very condescending. It's like they almost feel like, oh, we pity these poor, stupid people.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you. It's just these guys, it's disgusting.
There's no human compassion in this regard for these families that have been through the worst of the worst. And De Niro, now he's there, and there's no pushing him back. They haven't pulled out all the stops yet, right? Because one of it, there was a lady on the Today Show. I don't remember her, the interview. I remember Willie Geist, whatever the lady's name is, talking news head. I don't know. Do you know who that is? It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't.
Don't worry about it. But anyway, she now brings up, wait a second. If you, Robert De Niro, are saying this, aren't you worried that now people will stop vaccinating and then disease will come back? And so, you know, he pushes on De Niro even more. But De Niro, once again, he's like, I'm not biting. I'm not backing down. This is absolutely one of the more incredible parts of it. It's like, you know, it's trying to throw De Niro under the bus to say that if you're saying this, you know, people are going to stop vaccinating and it's going to be on you. But he didn't accept it. Give a listen.
The worry is that people who hear those words and wonder about it will then not have their child vaccinated, which has led to a higher incidence of things like mumps and measles.
I don't know if those statistics are accurate. I'm not the one to say, but I would question even that. There's a kind of a hysteria, a knee-jerk reaction. Let's see. As I say, everyone should have the choice to take the vaccine. Some places it's becoming mandatory, but it does benefit the big drug companies,
well,
funnily enough.
Wow. Hey, do you see that? They baited him in. They said, oh, no, now, okay, this is, you won't go this far. And he didn't take the bait. He fought back. He said, I think that's hysteria. I think it's an exact, you know, basically the benefits go to the big drug companies here. What about the real human toll? What about the kids who are injured? What about the $3 billion paid out to vaccine injured or killed families since 1986 when the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was first formed so that there was no liability for drug companies? I mean, you want to talk about a sweetheart deal? You can make a product. It doesn't have to work. It can kill you, and you can't sue them. And people still don't realize that. In America, you cannot sue the vaccine maker should your child be killed by that because the CDC says it's safe and effective. It's on the schedule, and you're done. You're toast. This is now coming back to bite them because in the big scheme of things, you cannot escape the ultimate judge. You know, and take that to the spiritual context. You know what I'm saying? But it's starting to manifest here in this physical reality. And this is, again, a stunning turn of events. The Tribeca Film Festival did the best thing they could have ever done by banning the movie Vaxxed. And the fact that they did it, now the whole world knows, and now De Niro is saying, this is not right. There's something very wrong here, and, I'm not backing down. So, again, it's a very big week here for those that have been waiting perhaps for years to finally have recognition and acknowledgement for what they've experienced in their own families.
Yeah, it's kind of like things have come full, or at least they're beginning to become, you know, they're coming around full circle, it seems.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, one final audio clip from, what's her name, Jane again. And this time she's not so bad. She's not kind of making stuff. I think she acknowledges a little bit about the controversy of the film without trashing it. And then, you know, saying, okay, I can't fight this, so you better, well, go see it and read the reviews or make your own decision. It's sort of like it's a weaker Jane, right? The partner to De Niro at the Tribeca Film Festival. Give a listen and we'll comment on it. See what you think of her final statement and how she softened or didn't.
If you want to start to look at facts and statistics, one of the things that you do need to look at in this movie, Vaxxed, is the contradictions of facts and statistics right off the top with what's stated, with what the rise is, what the graph is, and then people saying something different. So you need to read the reviews of that movie, make your own decision. Clearly the festival has about 100 other movies that are in the festival. This was only going to be screened once. They've certainly had their voice and their time.
Yeah, it was interesting. They realized, I think Jane realizes how bad they screwed up, because at the end she says, this was only one of 100 movies. It was only going to be screened once at the festival. They've had their time, right? She's like going, oh, we did it. We screwed up big time. We royally screwed this one up. But at the same time, she says, the contradiction of the facts and the stats, make your own decision. That's cool. Read the reviews wasn't so cool, because it's sort of like, don't go see the movie, read the reviews, because she knows most of the mainstream reviewers will trash it. So she didn't actually say go see the movie like De Niro said at the beginning. Go see the movie Vaxxed, everybody. It's opening in film festivals around the country. It's going to be in L.A. It's going to be elsewhere. This is a movie that you have to see, your friends and family members have to see, and if, with your own eyes, what is happening? What is the CDC whistleblower? Who is he? What did he say, and what are the implications for the trust or faith in these institutions like the Centers for Disease Control? This is a time where we must shine the light. I mean, that's the only way to get rid of an infection, ultimately, is not to suppress it, throw it under the rug, and drug it away. It doesn't work. Right now, the disinfection is happening. It's still early on, but it's a major shift in awareness and consciousness and in allies for those of you who have suffered in silence and wondered, when will anybody acknowledge the terror we've been through with our child after they've gotten these vaccines and this has happened?
Yeah, what can you say? I mean, it's just thank you, Robert De Niro, for showing your conviction and sticking to your guns.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, when we come back from this break, again, outdoors in a lovely time of the year in Washington, D.C. here, and I've just been amazed. It's been a beautiful trip. I'll tell you a little bit more about some of the fun things I've been able to do while I was here, and I hope you'll let everybody know about this show. If you're listening to it for the first time, there are archives available all over the web. Of course, right here at GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts all over through UK Health Radio and Epic Times. And, of course, the website, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Lots more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. And then we head on to Detoxify Friday. What city will I be in next? It's a Where's Waldo moment on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Remember, please say thanks to our sponsors making this the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, it's still funny, Super D, when I tell people that, you know, meet me for the first time or maybe I haven't seen for years, and they're like, how often do you do radio? 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. They're like, how do you find the, what do you get the material? I'm like, do we ever have a loss of things to say, really? I mean, even on slow news days, there's always stuff to do.
Most of the time, we don't have enough time to say everything that we want to say.
Yeah.
But how do you do it, Robert? I think getting up and doing 2 hours of radio every day, 6 days a week, is like getting up and taking a shower for you because you've been doing this for so long, right?
Yeah, at this point. I mean, it's a challenge when I'm out on the road because there's so many things that are pulling at you, so many activities and trying to put it together. But today, I have to say, one of the most glorious days of radio, of remote radio, you know, doing an hour in, under the couch. Capitol building there on the issue of the petition to the BTT or whatever that organization is, we call it the TTB, with Jonathan Ebord and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, and then here we are, you know, I am at least outside for the afternoon. I tell you, this earlier today, it was great. I walked to a park not too far from the White House near the National Press Club where we were the other day, and Carol Ault was there with us. And I met an old friend that I knew from university. She was a diver when I was a swimmer at the time. Just an absolute sweetheart. She works with some of the NGOs, and she often goes back between the White House and elsewhere, has meetings about stuff. And we catching up. Hadn't seen her in a number of years. And then I got a call as I was heading to the park from our friend Liz Reitzig. You know, Liz, we did the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, and we had lunch yesterday, and we had a nice reunion as well. And she said, "Hey, I'm doing milk deliveries through D.C. How about I could drop you off some milk? I'm like, well, you know, Liz, I don't know where I'm going to be. And so she called me earlier, and I said, okay, well, I'm walking over to the park, and this is the park, I forget what his name was, and I'll be there for the next 30, 40 minutes if you want to drop by. So I didn't think anything of it, just chat away with my friend, and up comes Liz with a big old container, like a mason jar, of raw, real, fresh milk from Amish farms, and in ice, it's ice cold. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, could this day get any better? I hadn't eaten today. It was my lunch. I had a raw milk lunch. And my friend Carrie, she also shared in it. And she was like, oh, my gosh, this milk is so amazing. I don't remember milk tasting this good. And so it was like one of those serendipitous events. You're like, I must have done something good somehow, somewhere, because the gods are smiling on me and people are being very nice to me here.
You know, that that happens to you a lot. How do you explain that? It's just, it's that good karma coming back.
Am I getting more than my fair share, Super Don? Is that what you're saying?
No. I think, you know what? You reap what you sow, my friend.
Yeah, and somebody milked happy cows, and I got some happy raw milk today. Don't tell anybody, but that's what I did today. Oh, also, the other night, I don't think I said this on the air. My favorite restaurant in the world, just about, is the first certified organic restaurant in the nation, Restaurant Nora. And I was able to have dinner there let's just say the guy that developed that special additive to the alcohol to make it safe for the liver.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I want to get him on live. We played some clips from him yesterday. But just a nice man and his wife. I mean, this guy is driven. He's super intelligent, coming from a huge pharmaceutical firm in India, decided this is what he wants to do. And he even talked to me off the record. He says he also developed an additive to Tylenol to make it safe for the liver as well. But the makers of Tylenol, they wouldn't bite. None of the majors would bite. They don't want it because then they would have to admit that Tylenol is dangerous for the liver. How's that for corporate responsibility?
Yeah, you got to love that, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we had such a wonderful time. It was such a wonderful meal. And like I said, Jonathan Emord was great. Norm Singleton was great to see. And what a nice bonus to run into Carol Alt, my old friend. And that's the kind of thing is, if you're in the flow, doing the right thing. I'm not saying that life always works that swimmingly, but I'm just want to acknowledging how grateful I am that, you know, it happens from time to time. And also to remind myself also when it doesn't, to also be grateful, because that can also bring in the wonderful gifts of healing that I think we all really deserve in truth at the highest level. And that oftentimes we're the biggest obstacle to that, whether it be health, happiness, vitality, wealth, whatever it is you're looking for. And if there's a message here, of course, you know, I talk about where the power to heal is, where it really is. But it's the power to do just about anything and everything, not just that.
Yeah, the more you allow life to be organic, the more things are going to work out for you. That's just in a nutshell.
Yep. So shout out to Liz Reitzig. How wonderful it was that you did that super sweet delivery. And, of course, thanks to Norm Singleton. Thanks for Jonathan Emord. We'll get Cheryl Shumbly back on with us next week on the Robert Scabell Show. But for now, you know, bring that power to heal back where it belongs with you. I'll be back with Detoxa Friday from a city to be named later. In the meantime, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1974. A date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.